have been talking about animals and people that hate you, but in particular, this all started because you reckon there's a dog that hates you, Flinny.
Yeah, there's a dog. That's why I need to get Darren the Dog Man from Cambridge on. Mindfulness4dogs.com. That's number four if you want to check out his work. Hi, Darren.
Hi, mate. How you doing?
Well, I'm a bit perplexed. I go running past this place, right? And the dog there, he's fenced in. He's got like a German Shepherd, I think. Lovely dog, okay. I'm sure he is. But when he hears me, he just hates me. When he hears me coming, even if I'm like 20, 30 metres away, he starts. Rrr, rrr. Oh. And then when I'm going past, he's going nuts, like, and just banging against the thing and snarling and barking. And
I
don't know why he hates me so much. And I've asked friends and family who also run or walk on the same route, and they say they've never heard him. Why does he hate me so much, Darren?
Well, my first thoughts are, mate, is it that micro cat suit you're wearing, maybe? You're scaring him.
maybe.
That'll do it.
But the joking aside, you probably have given him a fright. Most dogs, they can be quite territorial of their property as well. But you've probably been running past and you've been quite loud. You've just taken him a fright the first time he saw you. So,
right.
So he's held that against you. And, you know, he's a predator, isn't he? So he's a German Shepherd. All dogs are predators. But German Shepherds are quite chasey as well.
Yeah.
So he's probably just trying to chase you and scare you away. That's his idea. But think about what happens. He's barking at you because he can hear you pounding on the tarmac there. So he'll hear you come in, he'll start barking to scare you away. And then what do? You always run away, don't you?
Yeah, I do,
oh,
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every time you run away, you've told him that strategy or that behaviour has worked. So he's just going to keep doing it. What you could do, and it's quite, you have to get the permission of the owner, definitely, because you want to check to see whether the dog has got any sort of intolerances for food and stuff like that. But you could have a handful of treats. And every time you run past, just throw a handful of treats in for him.
Oh, yeah.
And then what he'll do is he'll start to associate you with something really positive, and then he's going to love you, mate. He's going to be waiting there for you to come past. Oh. But do check with the owner to make sure you're not going to give him something that is a problem for the dog, obviously.
Yeah, also,
as long as they're okay with that.
Also, throw the treats in. Don't put your hand out with the treats in it, because
no,
he'll probably...
No, definitely, yeah, yeah.
And
preferably behind the dog, because then the dog's turning away from you and not running towards you.
Oh, bang on. Okay, that's great advice.
That makes so much sense.
But you could always end up running a different way, you know. So there's probably another dog.
Yeah, no, exactly. Darren the Dog Man, thank you so much. Mindfulness4dogs, that's number4.com if you want to check him out. Thanks for your time as always.